Skates, Silk Sonic on 959. Kicked off the hour with Mdu Mazola. It's Car Drive. We're on the streets. We're on the air. We are everywhere. Gather round, gather round. I have a story to tell. So Tara Lynn Franks, before there were cell phones, there was something called public phones.
Okay, I didn't know that. What does it look like?
Let me break it down. It's a booth. The coin one was blue and the card one was green.
Telcom.
So, yes. So you can get like a 20 rand card, a 50 rand card, a 100 rand card, a 500 rand card. You are balling out of control. And I think they had a 1,000 rand card as well.
Sure.
Anyway, I had this girl that I liked. Her name was Tobega. We used to go to the same school. So obviously, like, we'd speak at school. But this one time, she gave me the number to our house because everything was landline. And I decided that in order to get privacy, I was not going to call her from my house. I was going to go call her from a thingy, a public phone.
Wow. There's privacy at the public phone.
Yeah, there is. In my house, we had two lines. So I could be talking and then my sisters just pick up the phone. Then I'd be like, Tobega, put down the phone. My other sister's name is also Tobega, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you don't get confused. Anyway, so then I'd go. But the trick is, if the father answers, now you're going to switch up the voice because you can't be like, you know? Or you must take just like a random girl and ask her to ask for this person. And then once the person's on the phone, then you can speak to them.
Yeah.
This was macking back in the day, Tylene Franks. None of this thing where people just shoot you a DM, Jenna.
Yeah.
No, we went through it.
Shame, man.
Yeah.
Tough
we
times.
Went through it.
A for effort. Guys, I was so bad at making.
Yeah.
I was horrible. I was so bad. I actually wished to be a girl at some stage. I was like, girls, they don't have this pressure. They get macked on. Yeah, I know it was bad for me. I only got more confident as I got older because I realized, you know what, just be yourself. You know, play to your strengths. I'm funny. Just be me. Conversate. Because, you know, watch more bold and the beautiful and, you know, we'll rage. We throw these wine liners. And then you're like, oh, wow, he gets the girl. Yo, and I used to sweat. I remember my primary school crush. Do you know, we were in school together from grade 1 to grade 7. I think I spoke 2 words to her. That's how bad it was. The one time I was selling sweets, she came to me, I shivered. The minute she approached me, I started shaking.
I think the game is so confusing lately because someone could be asking you out, but they're not saying the words that they like
That's
you.
That's also true.
And that is so confusing for me because then 3 months down the line, you're still dating this person, but you don't know how they feel about you. Then randomly one day they're like, why not just ask?
Now I've also got a question.
Yeah.
Why are you going out on dates with people if they haven't told you that they like you?
No, I mean, you get the sense that they like you. That's why they want to spend time with you. But they're not saying it. That's why 3 months or 2 months down the line, this person is like, oh yeah, so are you seeing anybody else? And you're just like, I thought I was seeing you. But it's because they didn't say. But back in the day, someone would say, dude, I like you so much so that I want us to
be my girlfriend.
A relationship. So please be my girlfriend. Then you know, okay, cool. I can either say yes or no. But now it's like, I'll DM you. Let's have lunch. Another lunch. Dinner. We're going away. But like, I don't know where
and
I
those
stand
people
with
don't
you.
Know when their anniversaries are. Because when
true.
You ask them, guys, when's your anniversary? This one's like, yeah, we were together from, was it March? And that was like June because of those bloodlines.
True, that's so true.
But so I agree with that. But there's something else now that we need to bring, I guess, to everybody's attention, right? Back in the day, Moshela, it was actually a good thing to be persuasive, right?
Yeah.
It was a good thing to, like, sometimes we want to tell you no, and then you go there, like, Moshela. Now that's harassment.
Yeah, but because we all...
No means no.
Yeah, but we're a different type of woman. Labusis Labana, they never knew what they wanted, honestly.
Wow.
But
wow,
from
you
time,
knew.
No, they don't. They'd
speaking
always,
like a predator.
No,
bro.
Man.
Know what they wanted.
But you know what they do? Then they like, okay, ungazo zongbona, but uncle show. Now a person knows, I don't want you, I don't want you. That's a no. It's clear.
Yeah, we were told back in the days that a no means keep trying.
Yeah.
But you see? Yeah.
But that's changed, as you said. The game has changed.
Hey, no means no. Don't even. Like, Jay, no means no. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I was always scared of girls. It saved me a lot. But then, luckily, girls liked me. So then when I started liking girls...
I'm about to die.
That crush velvet suit.
I mean, what do you want me to say, Kinilehuma?
My lord.
Kinilehuma, you've worked with me from where? Since why?
Have you not seen
girls like me?
No. Are you sure?
Kinilehuma?
You've been giving me the opportunity to see this for myself.
Are you sure, Kinilehuma?
Also, you like girls, so don't be acting like... You know, you don't reciprocate.
Yeah, but exactly. I mean, girls like me.
Yeah, and you also like girls. I win.
Anyway, so yeah, give us a shout. Are you good at macking? And then let's have a serious discussion here about, honestly, now you can't afford to just be pushing when people say no. The first no, pumalapo, and rather just be DMing somebody else. Give us a shout, 086-00-00959.